the living entity was received his present body because of his past fruitive activity and the results of his actions in this life, but this doesn't mean that he is liberated from bondage to material bodies. The living entity receives one type of body, and by performing actions with that body, he creates another. Thus, he transmigrates from one body to another through repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. The living entity's evolution through different types of bodies is conducted automatically by the laws of nature in bodies other than those of human beings. In other words, by the laws of nature, prakriti ekriyamanani, the living entity evolves from low grades of life to the human form. Because of his developed consciousness, however, the human being must understand the constitutional position of the living entity and understand why he must accept the material body. This chance is given to him by nature. But if he nonetheless acts like an animal, what is the benefit of his human life? In this life, one must select the goal of life and act accordingly. Having received instructions from the spiritual master and the shastra, one must be sufficiently intelligent. In the human form of life, one should not remain foolish and ignorant, but must inquire about its constitutional position. This is called Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The human psychology gives rise to many questions, which various philosophers have considered and answered with various types of philosophy based on mental concoction. This is not the way of liberation. The basic instructions say, tad vidhi, tad vijnanartham sa gurum eva adigacchet. To solve the problems of life, one must accept a spiritual master. Tasmat gurum prapadya jijnansu sreya uttamam. If one is actually serious in inquiring about the solution to material existence, one must approach a bona fide guru. तद्विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानं ज्ञानिनो तत्त्वदर्शिनः. Just try to learn the truth by approaching his spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth, Bhagavad Gita. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master by surrendering himself pranipatyen and rendering service. An intelligent person must inquire from the spiritual master about the goal of life. A bona fide spiritual master can answer all such questions because he has seen the real truth. Even in ordinary activities, we first consider gain and loss, and then we act. Similarly, an intelligent person must consider the entire process of material existence and then act intelligently, following the directions the bona fide spiritual master. Karmani aravate dehi, dehinatmanu vartina, karmo vispattu vispanute, dehau uvayam tu abhivekata. The living body, because of his past fruitive activity, may end the results of his actions in this life. But this doesn't mean that he is liberated from bondage to material bodies. The living entity receives one type of body, and by performing actions with that body, he creates another. Thus, he transmigrates from one body to another through repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. The living entity was received as a present body because of his past fruitive activity, may end the results of his actions in this life, but this doesn't mean that he is liberated from bondage, material body. The living receives one type of body, and by performing actions with that body, he creates another. Thus, he transmigrates from one body to another. Through repeated birth and death because of his gross ignorance. Isn't it? Gross ignorance. Therefore, living entity transmigrates from one body to another body, next body. And he goes through repeated birth and death. There are 84 lakhs of species of life, and human life is considered to be durlabha, rarely obtained. You understand why it is so? Why it is so?
Because the human form of life is meant for something high, for the spiritual realization.
Because in this form of life, human form of life, the consciousness, you understand? It's the question of consciousness. The consciousness is very elevated consciousness. You understand? Superior consciousness. You understand? There are different grades of consciousness. You know it. Yesterday we discussed that.
You can say five.
Five, yes. What are those? What are those five, yes? Do you know, Prahlad? You don't know? Yesterday we discussed. You don't know. Then? But to speak of others, you have come here to the spiritual path and listening to Guru, Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with sadhus, inquiring about this tattva. You can't say or to speak of the others.
One thing I know is five types of consciousness.
Yes, what are those five? Yesterday I said. Don't you remember? Abhruta chetana, sankuchita chetana, mukulita chetana, ardha vikachita, purna vikachita chetana. This five. First is covered consciousness, abhruta chetana. You don't say, streets, hava, the mountains. Very, very covered. Abhruta chetana. Covered consciousness. Then second one is sankuchita chetana, it's contracted consciousness. You understand? Then third one is mukulita chetana. Something, the chetana, the concept begins to blossom, mukul. You understand? Mukulita chetana. Then fourth one, ardha mukulita. Half blossom. You understand? Chetana. Then fifth one, purna vikachita. Fully bloom. Blossom. You understand? As if a flower. You understand? These five stages of consciousness. You understand? And this superior consciousness, the man of superior consciousness, that means in category it comes under mukulita chetana. As you say mukulita, ardha mukulita purna vikachita, ardha vikachita purna vikachita. Mukulita, ardha vikachita, purna vikachita. These three stages, the human, this consciousness of human being comes under these three stages. You understand? Therefore there are chadulakshani manava. We say 84 lakhs of human species. You understand? Chotulakshani manava, 4 lakhs, 84 species of living entities, jivas. Out of that, 84 lakhs of species, out of that, 4 lakhs, type, human beings. You understand? Chaturlokyani Manava, four lifestyles, human beings. How is it? How it is ascertained that there are 4 lakhs of human species? This is based on this consciousness, blossoming of consciousness. You understand? Therefore, 4 lakhs. Huh? That also we say, we see also. Yeah. Though human being is considered, human life is considered durlabham, superior life, rarely obtainable life, still there are 4 lakhs of species according to the stages of consciousness. You understand? We'll find the human beings, Eskimos, in Greenland, they are consciousness. Cannibals of Africa, isn't it? There are human beings, but cannibals. They are consciousness. It varies. In consciousness, those known as Arya, Aryans, Vaishnavas, devotees, you understand? Elevated personalities. Their consciousness varies, isn't it? But chance has been given in this human form of life. In whatever stage of consciousness a human being may be, he can elevate himself. You understand? He can change his consciousness. And have this consciousness of Krishna consciousness is the highest consciousness. You understand? That chance has been given to him, this human form of life. You understand? Therefore, it is said, durlabham manusam janmam. The manus janma, human birth, is durlabham, rarely obtained. You understand? So what is the duty if someone receives such form of life, human form of life? What is his duty then?
Duty to inquire.
Yes.
For the goal of life.
Yes. That is stated here. Especially in this verse. The Lord Maharaj says, and our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, very clearly says in his purport. Do you understand? The chance is given to him by nature, but if he nonetheless acts like an animal, what is the benefit of his human life? In this life, one must select the goal of life and act accordingly. He should be sufficiently intelligent. He should approach a bona fide guru, spiritual master, and inquire there. Abhato Brahma Jijyasa. Therefore, Veda says, Tad-vijyanartham sadguruṁ eva abhigacchati. Veda says, to solve the problems of life, one must accept a spiritual master. Tasmāt guruṁ prapadyate jijñāsu se uttamam. Vedic literature says so. If one is actually serious in inquiring about the solution to material existence, one must approach a bona fide guru. Do you understand? Then who is a guru? That's different thing. And you will inquire. All the great souls, those who are great souls, Mahatmas, they have done so. They acted like that. When Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked the same thing. Ami ke, kene more jare tapatra. Do you understand? Sanatana Goswami asked this question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ami ke, who am I? And why am I suffering from the threefold misery here in this material world? This question, this is known as Tattva Jijñāsa. You understand? That human being should do. One who does so, he is considered an intelligent man. You understand? He is considered as an intelligent man. One who doesn't do so, is like an animal. Lust intelligence is like an animal. You understand? I was singing from this Prema Vibharta, written by Jagadananda Pandit. You understand? Who is a Gaura Parshad, intimate associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How jiva transgresses from one body to another and travels in the whole universe. Kabhu sorge, kabhu marte, naroko devakam. Kabhu deva, kabhu daitya, kabhu rāsatam. Sometimes he's elevated within the planets, sometimes here in this material world, sometimes in hell, in the other planet. Sometimes deminger, sometimes demon, sometimes master, sometimes servant. In this way, revolving the cycle of birth and death. Ehi rupe sansara bhamite kon jano sadhu sanghe nija tattva avagata. And also in Chaitanya Charitamrita says, sansara bhamite kon bhagyavan jiva, brahmanda bhamite kon bhagyavan jiva, Guru Krishna Krupate Pai Bhakti Lota Bija. The same thing. In this way, going up and coming down, transmigrating from one body to another, in all different species of life, superior, inferior, etc. If someone is fortunate, he associates with sadhus. And listening to sadhus, he understands his own identity. Who am I? Nija tattva avagatam. You understand? Thereby he understands that he is not body, he is soul, and this is not enough, he is Krishna Das. Krishna Nitya Das. He is eternal servant of Lord Krishna. When he knows this thing, what happens?
He laments.
Nija tattva jani ar sansaro na chay. Keno ba bojinu maya kore hai hai. When he understands this, as eternal servant of Krishna, then he laments. Oh, what a fool I am. So many lakhs of lives I have spent. You understand? I have not done Krishna bhajan. I am so much attached to Maya. You understand? I was so much attached to Maya. Then he understands, no more Maya. Finish. Keneva bhojinu Maya kore haya. Then he cries. Kende bole ohe Krishna ami to bata. Tomar toron chari koilo sarva. O Krishna. He cries before Krishna. In the deity, in the temple. You understand? O Krishna, I am your servant, eternal servant. But I have committed a great blunder. I have not approached your lotus feet. Not come to your lotus feet. I was so much interested, so much attached to Maya. Now I have already finished. Kākuti kariyā krusne dāke kovār kūpā kari krusno tāre chārāna sāntā. Then with folded hands, he cries and from the core of his heart, he prays to Lord Krishna. Oh Krishna, please help me. Bliss our mercy on me. As Mahaprabhu says, Ainanda tanuja kīngkaram, vajidau mā viṣami bhavām budhau, krupayā tava pāda pamukada sita dhuli sadhya sabi chintayā. You know this verse? How does it say in English?
The conscious soul the laments say, O Krishna, Son Ananda Maharaj, I'm your eternal servant. Some or other, I've forgotten the service of your Lord. And then I'm
now I have fallen into
the ocean of the mature
nascence.
So please shower your mercy upon me and just
think me as a speck of dust at the level of the feet. That's all, isn't it? চন্দে বলে ওহে কৃষ্ণ আমি তব দাস তোমার চরণ ছাড়ি হইল সর্বনাশ তো ক্রাই কৃষ্ণ দেন কৃষ্ণ সাওয়ার ইজ মার্সি কাগতি করিয়া কৃষ্ণ ডাকে একবার কৃপা করি কৃষ্ণ তারে ছাড়া না সংসার দেন কৃষ্ণ সাওয়ার ইজ মার্সি অন দ্যাট কন্ডিশন সোল অ্যান্ড গিভস হিম স্পিরিচুয়াল স্ট্রেংথ You understand? Krishna deno chit saktiyo bado maya hoy tu bolo. Krishna gives him the spiritual strength, chit saktiyo bolo. Then you are now strong enough to conquer maya. Now Krishna, maya will be powerless. But maya is very, very powerful. Gita says, Daivi esa gunamayi, mama maya durottaya. Isn't it? Mama maya, my maya, external energy is unconquerable, it's very strong, you have no strength to conquer her. Mame vaje prapadyante maya metam varanti, this is only process. Krishna is known as maya bhiso, master of maya. Maya is his maid servant. So if someone will take shelter, or surrender himself, lotus feet of Krishna, maya, peace of Krishna, then Krishna gives him a spiritual frame. Then he will be able to be free from the clutches of maya. Maya becomes powerless. You understand? That is stated also. Krupa kori Krishna tare chharan pansa. There is attachment for this material world. Is finished. Now he is attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the result of the mercy of Krishna. Maya ke pichane rakhi Krishna pane chahe bhajite bhajite Krishna paar bhajun paar. Now he is not looking at Maya. You understand? Pushed back. Get out here, Maya. Push us back. No? Looks at Krishna. You understand? The nice picture our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada has given in Gita book, have you seen? The steps are there. The spiritual master is directing the jiva, the human being, showing Krishna, like you. Last end of the step, Krishna is there. You please come and approach him. Showing. Maya is standing beside, behind. They are very maiden, beautiful maiden with garland, nice looking, and say, oh, don't leave me, please come. I have prepared this garland for you, isn't it? I'm prepared to give you. That condition souls, according to instruction, listening to the instruction of spiritual master, sometimes looks at Krishna. Maya. Like this only. Isn't it? Are you doing like that? Sometimes up, sometimes back. You understand? Very nice, you see. Very good illustration. Self-explanatory. Illustration, isn't it? Very easy, one can understand what is the condition of a conditioned soul, state of a conditioned soul, you see. And Guru is so kind, he is trying his best to take him to lotus feet of Krishna. If he is intelligent enough, he must. Very seriously accept the instruction of Guru and surrender himself completely at the lotus feet of Guru. And obey his instructions. take it seriously and act accordingly. It's intelligent. Then we can, sooner or later, we can approach the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the supreme perfection of his life, human life. Yatrema vivartan trambhipa tatadhan panita said, Krishna tare deno nijache shakti rava maya akarsana chare hanyantur bala. Sadhu sange Krishna naam ehi matra chai sansara jinite ar kon vastuna. This material world, this mayika jagat, illusory world, the maya is so strong, we have no strength at all to conquer her. You understand? But we must aspire for that spiritual strength. And how can it be obtained? It is stated here. So one must develop greed for it. You are greedy, so develop this greed. Sadhu sange Krishna na eimatrata. How best I should do this thing, associate with sadhus, develop such greed. I should always remain in the association of sadhus. How I can do it? And get more and more association. And listen from the sadhus. The Krishna Naam, holy name of Krishna, and his transcendental pastimes, his form, the pastimes, everything. And develop such greed for it. Oh Krishna, I want this thing only. Develop some greed. And there is nothing except this to conquer this illusory world or conquer Maya. Sansara jinite aap kon vastu. No other way is there. This is the only way. And one who is intelligent man, human being, he must develop greed for it. You understand? How to get sadhu sangha, the association sadhu, more and more. As if always I should be remain in that association and would be listening to the transcendental pastimes of Krishna and doing sravan kirtan in association with sadhus. It should be aspiring. Eager for it. I should and completely surrender oneself at the lotus feet of Guru, serve Guru, satisfy him, and then inquire. Put all these tattva prashnas, tattva prashna, then stand, inquiry. Then out of mercy, Guru will answer all these things. And thereby you get the mercy of Guru, then you can understand. You can have this knowledge. This knowledge is imparted to you. One must approach a bona fide spiritual master by surrendering himself and rendering service. An intelligent person must inquire from the spiritual master about the goal of life. A bona fide spiritual master can answer all such questions because he has seen the real truth. You understand? So, one who is very intelligent and conscientious, you must think of this very seriously. You understand? And act accordingly. Yes. I must approach a bona fide spiritual master, surrender myself completely at his lotus feet, become his servant, and serve him, satisfy him, and I will inquire about it. And act accordingly. And thereby one can achieve the supreme perfection of his life. Otherwise, he will remain, revolve this cycle of birth and death. He cannot be liberated, or to speak of liberation, that is ordinary thing, is not so great. He cannot achieve the supreme perfection of his life. And one must do. One who is intelligent human being must do this. Prahlada Maharaj says this thing. Gita says, Bhagavatam says, all the Vedic scriptures says. Yes.
Guru Maharaj, what really mean sabsanga and how? For example, sabsanga means just spiritual master, association of spiritual master.
Sadhu means a great devotee. You understand? Devotee of the Lord is known as sadhu. Hmm? Different categories of devotees, as we say, Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, are all devotees. But we should associate with such devotee who is more elevated than myself, oneself. Then he will benefit. Otherwise, no benefit. You understand?
I remember one class in France, one devotee, he taught you that it's not easy to find such a sadhu. And he said, example yourself, because you're living and from a long distance, you know. So how can one get association from a long distance?
Then what is the answer? What answer did I give?
This may be for him, but for me, I need more. You said to him that, if one is really eager,
yes,
to meet such a sadhu, and then arrangement will be made.
Made by Paramatma, Super Soul. You understand? It's not difficult for him. It may be difficult for you, conditioned souls. Why I'm in such a great distance? How can I meet him? But you should develop eagerness for it. You understand? You should cry for it. Then Krishna, in Paramatma form, is there in your heart. He will make arrangement for it. Then it will be possible. Not difficult. Either you may go there or that sadhu will go to you. Either of the two may be done by the arrangement of Krishna for Mahatma. You understand? This is the only way. And Krishna will give you intelligence. Tesam sattva-juktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami bhakti-yogam tam jena mam upajam tite. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says this thing. Who is doing my bhajan pritipurvak with love, always attached to me, I give him intelligence, that is pure intelligence, how he can come to me. Mang upadam tite. You understand? Krishna gives that intelligence. It's not your material intelligence. It is pure intelligence given by Krishna. You understand? And you must aspire for it. Krishna is there ready to help you. But you are not ready to approach him. But he is always ready. But you are not ready. You are so much attached to Maya. What to speak? The thoughts. You see? Unfortunate situation. Yes?
How is it that in many of Sri Prabhupada's purports, you're giving so much stress to the importance of meeting and associating and serving the Bodhi Prabhupada's master?
Yes.
How is it that devotees daily read Sri Prabhupada's books that can concoct or misinterpret and minimize the importance of Sri master and saying it's not so important? How can this happen?
Who says so? One who says so. I'll say that he is number one fool, ignorant fool. He cannot understand it. Krishna doesn't give him intelligence to understand because he doesn't want Krishna.
What if Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and he's got Prabhupada and he's got Krishna, but he's telling devotees who are compatible and good that it's okay, this is not so important, he's preaching like that.
Yes.
But this is, like, to me, it's very clear. I read the books every day and I see many, many purports you're probably stressing.
Stressing this point, yes. That is required. If someone, being disciple of Prabhupada, says so, I say that he has not surrendered himself completely to the lotus feet of Prabhupada. His nature is to do mental concoction. He is in that stage. You understand? He has not got the mercy of Prabhupada. Maybe actually a disciple, but not a pure disciple or true disciple. Rather, I will say like that. Not a true disciple, but because he is concocting. He is after mental concoction. Why are you doing like that? Follow! Prabhupada says, follow it as it is. Don't concoct. But why are you concocting? Thereby you are not following the instruction of your spiritual master. Huh? What sort of disciple you are? You see?
Me, after I tell them I'm coming here to get a
spiritual master, they say, why do you do that? Or you have problems burning in your soul. So they try to discourage. You see, because he doesn't know the real truth. He doesn't know the real truth. Really has not got the mercy of Prabhupada. Reading Prabhupada's book, as Nur says, like newspaper reading. Like newspaper reading. It's not serious. He doesn't try to understand the real truth in it. A sense of what? You understand? Therefore he says like that. So we have discussed on this time in this meeting, we just defeated them.
One more care.
Yes. Defeated them. No, that's not the fact. You cannot approach directly to Prabhupada. You must go through current link. And that is the sadhu sastra guru's version. And that is the way. You cannot jump too far. No. Prabhupada has not said so. Why are you saying so? Then what sort of disciple you are? You can't understand this and practice and teach properly? Then what sort of disciple you are? You understand? One should not listen to them. If someone is intelligent, no. He's teaching wrong.
Srila Prabhupada says that one follows the four regulated principles and chants 16 rounds for his whole life if he goes back to Godhead. So what is the position of the devotees that are teaching like this, but at the same time they're chanting 16 rounds of the four regulated principles?
You see, you'll chant 16 rounds. Who tells you that? Who tells you that thing to chant 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles? It's a spiritual master. Prabhupada says, and that knowledge will come to you through current link. Prabhupada has learned this thing from his spiritual master. But this is also something Maharaj has said, Bhakti Vinod Thakur also said, Jiva Goswami also said. So one is all right, I will follow Bhakti Vinod. What harm is there? Can you approach him directly? No. Similarly, you can't approach Prabhupada directly if you are not disciple of Prabhupada.
Prabhupada himself says.
Prabhupada himself says that. Approach through current link. You understand? And those who are saying that thing, they are bewildering the disciples, the devotees, aspirant disciples of devotees.
So this form of Maya.
They are misdirecting. You understand? They are misdirecting the devotees or aspirant disciples. They are not doing good, rather they are doing harm to them. They are doing harm to them. Ask them, all right, you are instructing me this thing, but why have you accepted Prabhupada personally? Why didn't you just directly approach Bhakti Siddhanta? If you would have done so, then you have right to say. You have not done so. Huh? Now why do you tell me? Huh? You have not done so. Then why do you tell me? You understand? Huh? You have become disciple of Prabhupada and met him personally and surrender yourself at his lotus feet, and initiated by him, has been initiated by him. He has accepted you as his disciple. So, this is the process. How can I surrender unto Prabhupada? He is no longer here in this material world. How can I approach him? How can I meet him? If you would have done so like that, instead of approaching Prabhupada, you would have approached Bhakti Siddhanta. Then you could have said so. You have not done so. Then, why are you instructing me to do so? You see?
Can you say another word, Guru Mahārāja, that they have no compassion to help others?
Yes, they have no compassion. Yes, they have no compassion. I say they are misdirecting, they are bewildering. The devotees are aspirant disciples. You understand? They are bewildering. They are misdirecting. They are not showing the proper path. This is definite. Yes.
Another one, Prabhupada used to say many times in through his purport that one should approach a bona fide spiritual master, expert spiritual master.
Yes.
Sometimes we have been discussed with many devotees what mean bona fide expert.
Expert. Now, what does that mean? Yes. You must know it.
Yes.
Understand it very clearly. You understand? And what the answer you have got?
I couldn't give answer. I said that only to find such a spiritual master if you really sincere, you're trying, sincerely crying, and then that's Krishna can make arrangement.
Arrangement, yes.
It's not just about our intelligence and we can find one expert spiritual master. Also, sometimes we say, I don't know what it means, expert spiritual master.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't know that. You need to say.
First one must know, I want Krishna. You understand? One, by associating with sadhus, one must understand this thing, that I am an eternal servitor of Krishna. Krishna is my eternal master. I have to serve him. So how can I serve you? Where is Krishna? Where am I? I don't know Krishna. I have not seen Krishna. And Krishna is not here with me. How can I serve him? This is the question. You understand? So I must approach such a person who can give me Krishna. Who has got Krishna, sent portion. Krishna je tomar Krishna dite par, tomar sakoti ache. Ami je kandao Krishna Krishna boli, dhain tabo pache pache. Isn't it? Nice song, you know it?
It's Vaishnava Thakur.
Vaishnava Thakur. Krishna tomar, oh Vaishnava Thakur. Krishna is yours. Krishna is there with you. If you serve our causeless mercy on me, you can give me Krishna, deliver me Krishna. Isn't it? Otherwise I cannot get Krishna. So that Vaishnava Thakur is spiritual master, who has got Krishna. And you can give Krishna. And this is bona fide spiritual master. And expert spiritual master. Otherwise, one has got Krishna, how can he be spiritual master? How can he give? Because he has not got Krishna. Same person. Suppose he might have got something, some 25% or 50% like that. But I want same person Krishna, not 25% or 50%. That is most important.
Because Krishna is complete,
it's not that. Krishna is complete in all respects. Purnam, isn't it? Is Purnam Brahma. Yes, he is one of them. You understand? Yeah. All right, thank you. They have given up so much material enjoyment in that world. So much material enjoyment is there. But they have given up all these things and have come here, thousands of miles. They are so much interested in this one. Really, such interests should be developed. Then Krishna will suffer, isn't it? Yes? Yes, there is no enjoyment in material life, that we know. One who knows this tattva, but ordinary person doesn't know it. He runs after life. How can I get more and more enjoyment in material life?